welcome to It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on ThatNewToySmell.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
Lord Killen.
And I'm Flava Dave.
And today is a very special Christmas edition of It Figures.
Woo! Yay!
We thought there'd be no better way to celebrate than to once again have more of the Pop Culture Network team on the show. So please introduce yourselves, everybody.
Hey, guys, I'm Rob Bays from Not Mitten Box and Comic Nation TV.
I'm Chris Vint from Master Universe Chronicles and Operation Retroshock.
And I'm Ryan Porter from Comic Nation TV and the Comics Corner.
Excellent. Welcome back to the show, guys. And welcome to the show for the first time, Chris.
Yay. No doubt I'm going to get torn apart with me being from Norway and all, apparently.
Oh, yeah, you are from Norway.
You get around a lot.
I do, yeah. I'm like a gypsy.
It's
I just
cold
keep
in
traveling
Norway.
Around. Yes. No matter where I go, it's cold everywhere.
I know.
How's that regular cereal going for you?
The regular cereal.
I don't like
Watch
it.
Out. Watch out for the Vikings. Watch out for the Vikings.
Oh, yeah. There are Vikings there. I bet they've ruined Christmas a lot, don't they?
Yeah. Don't worry. They're only Lego Vikings. They're not very big.
We all...
But it's super awesome.
It's pretty good. That would be awesome to be attacked by the Lego Vikings.
Oh my god, that would be so like these tiny little brick ships just come sailing up on the shores, and then little bitty tiny 2-inch dudes come running at you.
And they launch blocks at you and hit you in the face.
It's so unassuming, you'd never see it coming.
I don't think they'd win though.
There's a lot of Legos out there, man.
Like, oh well, this is mildly inconvenient. Get off me. Get off me.
I don't know, some of those bricks have sharp edges, man. You step on those at 4 a.m., you feel it.
For sure.
That's how they're going to get you.
Everyone in Norway does walk
our beds at 4 in the morning.
Well, everybody in Norway does walk around barefoot, right? I mean, you don't wear shoes, do you, Chris?
I can't afford shoes. That's the reason why. Shush. Move on quick.
They got the Jesus sandals.
They actually made out of Legos. He just ties Legos to his feet.
Weird.
No wonder it's so popular over there.
Awesome. All right, well, now that that's out of the way, why don't we jump into this week's toy news discussion? Because the week before Christmas, there's actually quite a bit of news items to go through. So we're going to kick things off with Gentle Giant's December solicitations. Gentle Giant has sent out a bunch of images of some of their upcoming items, including two new versions of their 12-inch jumbo vintage Kenner figures, which these things are freaking awesome. The next ones they are doing is Luke Skywalker, who's being released in July of 2011, and the Tusken Raider, who is also being released in July. These guys are, just like the other ones, they're like actual reproductions of the Kenner figures, just blown up into this crazy 12-inch figure scale. They are super awesome.
And expensive.
I think that's the biggest problem with them. They're retailing at $75.99 a piece.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Put that in perspective for how the original ones would cost right about now.
Yeah, right.
Well, okay, yeah, the original ones, but... I'm not buying a lot of those either.
So these figures like actually come on like 12-inch figure like blister cards that look like the vintage card backs and everything. So they're really cool looking, but yeah, the price is what always keeps me from getting these. So I don't have any of these yet. I keep looking at them and going, "Oh, those would be so cool to have." And I remember staring at them at San Diego when we were there. But I can't pull the trigger on something that costs, you know, almost $80 for one 12-inch figure.
Yeah. Well, actually, for a 12-inch figure these days, that's actually not bad.
We're
going to get to the hot toys in a minute. So
yeah.
It's almost a bargain, if you think
almost.
About it. Almost. Almost. It's within spitting distance of being a bargain.
Although these completely lack the detail and everything that makes those worth the price. You know what I mean? Because, like, a lot of those...
Oh, yeah, I do.
Those hot toys, like, have, like, the really highly detailed sculpts. They have the real outfits, all those accessories and everything. And this here is just a 12-inch hunk of plastic. So...
Yeah, and that's where the extra $70 goes, so...
Yeah.
Oh. You know what makes... If you're lucky.
Yeah, and they come from companies, names you can barely pronounce. That's important.
What's really cool about the Gentle Giant thing is if they're making the Sand Guy. I'm sorry, Tusken Raider, whatever you want to call him.
The Sand Guy.
They make him, and if you remember the classic ones, they didn't have a Sand Person 12-inch. He wasn't made. That's kind of cool. If you did have the vintage, you want to mix and match, you can get the Sand Guy.
No. These do not mix in with the vintage 12-inch figures at all.
Really?
These are done like the 3 3/4-inch scale. The 12-inch figures were sort of more like a Ken kind of doll.
Yeah. Well, they had almost like Boba Fett was the most articulated one they had at that time, but yeah. Ugh, never mind. I take it back. They suck. Sorry, boo.
Well, the Luke Skywalker actually has like the extending lightsaber, just like the original ones. So yeah. He's got like the straight arm that the lightsaber is going to come out. And I think the Sand Raider? The Tusken Raider? The Sand Raider. There we go. Sand Bro comes with the authentic vinyl cape.
Ooh.
You don't like the vinyl cape, Dave?
Well, I mean, I like that it's authentic, but I hated those things. They tore real easy, and you lost them immediately, and the figures look bad without them. So,
well, now you're an adult, so you'll be okay.
Maybe.
You know, if Dave got a bunch of those, he would have all-out Star Wars battles with his 12-inch retro figures,
and then you got a second mortgage.
Yeah, and then he'd rip the cape again.
Damn these hands.
All right, moving on. In the last week here, Mattel has released carded images of some of the latest Masters of the Universe Classics figures online. We posted those on the site earlier this week. The photos that they sent out were carded images of Bo, Battle Armor Skeletor, and the Club Eternia exclusive Pre-Turnia Disguise He-Man, who I super can't wait for.
He's shady. Shady.
He's shady?
Shady He-Man.
Why is he shady He-Man? Just because he's wearing the disguise?
He looks like he's about to flash somebody or... like he just stole something. You know?
He just stole that cosmic key.
Is that it? It does actually look like somebody has thrown the cosmic key at him and he's just went, oh! And it's just the way he's actually holding it. It's like somebody's actually throwing it at him.
Or this could be the He-Man during the times when he was addicted to smack.
Smack addict He-Man.
It's in the canon.
Don't give him ideas, Dan, please. That's all we need, smack addict He-Man.
Smack addict He-Man. You know, you think Starstruck would like give him a better costume, just a hood. It's like, here, put this hoodie on and go back in time.
Yeah, the hoodie, the little bandana type thing over his eyes. They can't tell it.
It's like if He-Man was a Jawa with a Zorro mask. There you go.
A Jawa. Jawa He-Man. Awesome. I think the thing I'm most excited about with that figure, though, is the cosmic key. How freaking cool is that? I love it. I love that they actually made it look like the movie version.
I wonder if at some stage, because we got the PKE meter, we'll get a full-size replica of that.
Holy crap, that would be awesome.
How much did the PKE meter cost?
The PKE was 70, I think.
Yeah, 60, so extrapolate 60. That. How much did you pay for the cosmic
key? Yeah, the cosmic key. Oh, dude, I can imagine. That would be so cool, though. I'd have to own one of those.
It'd be like a real synthesizer, too, just like in the movie.
So we could play some Jimi Hendrix.
Comes with some angry bald dude for some reason.
Because it's angry
just,
bald dude.
Just comes with Lubick. Amazing.
He ain't doing nothing. One lucky person gets Lubick, the actual actor, with their cosmic key.
Great.
Perfect.
Later on, you can get a graveyard playset for it. There you go.
Wow.
Logistically, that's not possible.
Come on.
It's dead in the water now, so it is.
Whoa, who's that?
It's Cringer.
Is that Cringer?
Don't worry about it.
We've right. been compromised.
All right, what do you guys think about Battle Armor Skeletor? Like his overall appearance and everything.
The Skeletor so good.
Skeletor so good? Well, I remember you specifically, Killen, said at San Diego when we saw him that you were kind of disappointed with how he looked.
Oh, yeah, I was super disappointed. I don't remember that.
There's a shock.
I don't even know where I'm at right now.
Pass over on Killen's thoughts. Chris, what do you think about Battle Armor Skeletor?
I think he looks cool, so do. I don't think there's any figures that I've looked at and went, nah, I don't particularly like that one. But no, I think he looks cool, but Bo for me looks the best out of all of them.
Oh, you think Bo looks the best, huh?
Yep, yep.
Sweet. I love that Bo figure. I'm super excited for him. I don't care what anybody says.
Okay.
Yeah. Killen doesn't like Bo.
Why?
Killen doesn't like a lot of things.
Well, it's a dude that's like a girl that's like a dude.
Oh, come on. What?
Victor Victoria!
All I'm going to say is that dude's pretty.
Okay. All right.
Once again, a 70s porn stash. I can't do that.
Well, then use the other head.
I plan to.
Okay.
The other head sucks, though. I have no intentions of using the other head.
The other head's too pretty, yeah.
So you get the pretty face or the porn stash face? I guess you get your choice. Whichever one you want to use.
So is Bo a guy figure or a girl figure?
What?
What? Oh, kill!
We all know that Killen Fair likes the He-Man just as much as Dave does now.
Well, I'm kind of confused, that's all.
Oh. Well, that's if you want to get technical, he was a girl figure in the old line, but he's now a dude figure.
No. What's his gender?
Oh, I think he's male. I'm pretty certain.
Is he pre-Eternian?
No, he's from Etheria.
Yeah, same dude.
Okay, all right. I don't know. Okay, enough of that. Moving on.
Same
My
dude.
Head
same
hurts.
Dude. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. You got to kind of go with it sometimes, Chris. Just let Killen say things.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I never said thank you.
No, don't worry about it. You're welcome.
Okay, that's all
right. He knows.
No, I have to mind my manners. That's why I'm saying thank you.
I said they teach you in Norway.
What are they? We have Lego shoes. We don't have these things called T-shirts.
All the younglings.
The younglings.
Norway.
They got slaughtered by those Jedi people or something.
Jedi.
Yeah.
Jedi?
Yeah, all the Jedis. Jedi.
The Jedi
loosely
and their Volvos.
Based on the Yeti, yeah.
Based loosely on the Yeti, yes.
The Chinese knockoff.
There's a lot of those dudes in Norway. A lot of those factories.
A lot of Chinese factories in Norway? Really?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, why not? All right.
Expanding.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. So along the same lines as the Mattel stuff, we also finally got images of Cyclone hitting the internet. I know we already talked about Cyclone when he was revealed in Toy Fair, but for anybody who hadn't seen the magazine yet or wanted to see better pictures, they've now been posted online. And I was happy to see the image that actually showed that the ring was removable from Cyclone's back. Yay!
You thought they were lying?
Well, no, but I wanted to see it, and now I can see it. I think it's weird, though, how, like, he can hold it in his hand and use it as a weapon, because that just looks awkward.
It looks ridiculous. It really does.
But at least it gives him a reason. And I think they did that for me, because when we did our Cyclone video, I threatened Mattel, saying if you don't make him have weapons other than a stupid shield, it might hurt somebody.
Oh, so it's
like,
oh,
it's like here's a ring, because, you know, I have that kind of power. I can threaten people.
So they're like, oh, we'll teach him for threatening us. We'll make a stupid, awkward ring that makes no sense, and we'll just make it so he can put it in his hand, and then we'll call it a weapon. So
it's a hula hoop.
It's fine. Cyclone. You get hit by a hula hoop. You can get hurt by a hula hoop. Try hard.
So I guess the handle that he holds it with his hand is the same way it attaches to his back, and it does look like it can flip up over his head like the 2002 figure did. So who's going to display it with the ring on his back?
I don't think I'm going to, but I'll see how it looks and then make up my mind like when it's actually on my shelf.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to have the ring, though.
No, I don't think I'll put my on the back of it either. I think I'll just set it beside it.
Sweet. Yeah, I don't even know if I'll set mine beside it. I'll probably throw it in with my box of...
Now watch, because that thing will probably come back like a boomerang.
Yeah, so I'll throw it in the box, it comes back and hits me in the face.
Yeah.
Right. So I have no choice. I have to leave it up there with him. No. Crap.
I'm going to display mine with the ring, since no one else will.
Well, yeah, you've got to be different, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. I want to be like you dudes.
I would, too. I would drink it. So, aside from this, Mattel has also recently stated that there is the next figure after Cyclone, which I think, Cyclone's the April figure?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the May figure that they've already told us is definitely going to be a female character, and that they're going to be unveiling her in the next issue of Toy Fair magazine. So that is some cool news to hear. Does anybody have any guesses on who the female is going to be?
Queen Marlena.
Really? You think it's going to be Marlena?
Yep.
I'm wondering if it's going to be another She-Ra character. Like, I almost want to put my money on Catra.
That's probably what I would guess as well.
It's Marlena, the female Orko.
Good. What was her name?
Female Orko.
Driella?
Yeah, female. Her name was female Orko.
Oh, okay, female Orko.
same dude.
Same dude.
She's gonna come packaged with Bo.
A package with a CD of Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Wow.
Now I know why the subscription's costing me more money.
That's where all the logistics went to.
Alright, so back on some more Star Wars stuff. I'm real curious to hear from Dave on this one. Apparently.
Yay, it's really hugely expensive. Woohoo!
I don't spend
enough money on toys.
Right. Yeah, right. It hasn't been completely confirmed yet, but apparently there's a rumor going around that Hot Toys is going to start producing 1/6 scale Star Wars figures. And if anybody has seen the Hot Toys stuff before, they know how amazingly cool that looks, but also how amazingly expensive it all is. And if they start producing Star Wars characters, that's going to be awesome and dangerous all at the same time. Because go ahead, Dave.
I was going to say, Sideshow's been producing them for a while, so I mean, it's not like, you know, if you're doing 12-inch Star Wars toys, you're kind of used to the abuse by now, so... I mean, this is just jacking it up to the next level, you know?
It really is. I've got a few of the Sideshow ones, not very many, but I've got like the Jedi Luke and the Boosh disguise Leia.
Yeah.
And they're both awesome, but yeah, just looking at some of the more recent stuff Hot Toys has been producing and seeing how awesome the head sculpts are and everything on those, it's just like, I can imagine how awesome these Star Wars figures are going to be if they get made. And I'm really not going to want to drop that kind of money on them, but there might be certain characters that I have no choice. I'll just have to spring for them.
Yeah. The problem is, you know, once you get a new company making these things, they always want to do, you know, Luke, Anakin, Stormtrooper, Darth Vader, and it's like, okay, stuff. I've got 5 Darth Vaders, you know, it's I'm not going to be spending the money, especially Hot Toys kind of money, on the same figure I've got 5 of already. So,
right.
I don't know.
Guess we'll just kind of wait and see, right? See if it makes it something special enough that we'd actually want to buy it or not.
It would have to be pretty special.
Yeah. Dolls.
Yeah dolls. Yeah.
Hot Toys has got to start making, like, layaway programs.
Oh, no kidding, right?
It's like, you want that new Princess Slave Leia one? All right, it's $20 a week for the next 2 years until I can afford to buy it.
Yeah. Flex pay. It's on flex pay.
Through Digital Rivers.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, 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 no. We didn't get any of your money whatsoever.
Sorry. Digital River. Digital River, I apologize.
You're apologizing to them? What are they going to do? Screw up your order and give you a white screen of death? Oops.
Yeah, they're like, about time somebody apologizes. Sick of the abuse.
So the latest news from the Four Horsemen, once again, they've got new versions of the Outer Spacemen coming out.
Milking that thing.
What?
They're milking that
thing. Oh, they are milking those initial molds there. Because this is going to be the third special edition that's not the normal edition. So once the normal edition comes out, that's 4 variations they've got on the same 4 figures. But this one's like a limited edition Galactic Holiday version where they made these vac metalized parts. So all the accessories for the figures are either vac metalized in silver or gold. And I think they're evenly assorted for the silver and the golds, but like, you don't know which one you're getting when you order it. You're either going to get a silver one or you're going to get a gold one. They said if you order 2 sets, you're guaranteed to get 1 silver and 1 gold, but so that's $40 a set, which is $10 a figure. So if you want to get all the versions, you got to drop $80 just so you can get the silver and the gold sets.
Not gonna happen.
But they are cool looking. I do really like the metallics on them. Just I'm you know, I like metallic things, so whatever. It's like a combination of translucent figures with metallic parts. It's like heaven for me. It's like, I must own these things. But they are cool looking, and they're on sale right now at the Store Horseman, so if anybody out there does want to order them, it's, I think they said as long as, well, it's probably going to be too late by the time you listen to this to get them by Christmas, obviously. But,
not for 80 bucks. They should hand it to you. They should bring it to you with Santa.
You give them to you?
Wow.
Santa has to personally bring it to you for 80 bucks to get the two sets.
Wow.
I bought a set, so.
Sweet.
Yeah. I'm super excited about it.
So you can check those out at fourhorsemen.biz and then just click on the Store Horseman link if you want to order them. All right, last bit of news for today. We got the latest Ask Maddie answers back this week, so I thought we would go through some of these. There wasn't anything too particularly exciting in this batch, I don't think. The one that I specifically want to talk about.
No, please, no.
Number one. And I got to tell you the story behind this now, because Killen and I were sitting at the store one night playing around on YouTube, and we came across several videos of the Masters of the Universe Power Tour. So we started watching them. And that was the first time I'd really actually like seen stuff from it, because it looked like somebody who had been sitting in the audience was videotaping it, and like now they've got it online. So it was broken up into parts, and it was way out of order, and it was kind of weird, but we were still watching through it, and we just thought the Songster character was so hilarious.
My favorite.
So Killen was like, we need to start asking for Mattel when we're getting the Songster figure. And I was like, all right, I'm doing it in the next Q&A. So, and I love the way, like, I worded the question, if there's any figure that we need in Classics, it's Songster. Talk about an important character. He told the whole story of He-Man and She-Ra in song. When is he coming? But I think my favorite part was the answer. Because it says, we've talked about Songster, and we have the rights to him.
That is just so worrying.
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Shadow Weaver, best... no. Songster, no, yes. No.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Dave. Thank you.
Oh,
he's got a cape. He's got a guitar. He's got the Jerry Curl hair and tons of makeup. He is the
I tell you what.
Well, he's a He-Man character.
What's going to happen? What's going to happen is they're going to build an army builder 2-pack of him, Disco Skeletor with a disco ball in the middle.
Yes!
That's what they're going to do.
Yes! I will buy eight of them.
I will give that for Christmas to everybody next year.
Yeah, everybody.
My father's going to be like, what'd you get me? Open it up, Dad. He's like, what the?
What is this?
And I'm like, you guys took me to see this thing in Radio City. It's the greatest thing ever. It's like, guy. Remember, I jumped around like an idiot with a plastic guitar pretending I was him. It's like, we were worried about you for a couple months after that.
Now, one thing they did say is that they're a little worried about possibly doing him because of the reaction Molar got. So, like they say, because we are a bit out on more joke figures at the moment. So I guess they would consider Songster a joke figure.
He's not a joke.
Whoa, he's not a joke. He's for serious.
The greatest character ever.
He's a rock angel.
He is.
So now that we know that they've got the rights to him, we've decided that we are going to start the largest push for Songster as much as we possibly can.
But what's even worse is that they've said that we've even toyed with the idea of making him a Club Eternia subscription figure.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
So it won't be another He-Man repaint. It'll be an original figure.
That's right. That's right.
And it's technically kind of free.
So Songstar logistically is possible, which is just frightening and worrying all in the same breath.
It's like he's like practically just painted blue glitter, a cape, and a, like whatever. It's great. You know what? As a Club Turner exclusive, I would get two or three accounts just to buy it, just to have like four of them.
Just get a set of Kiss figures and put him right beside them. There you go.
He is so much
lead guitarist.
He's so much better than Kiss right about now.
Yep, so I'm going to start pushing Songster as much as I'm pushing Mosquitor. That's all I'm saying.
You got my vote.
He's right up there. He's a must-have figure.
Can I leave the Pop Culture Network?
I have the power.
Can you leave the Pop Culture Network?
I don't want to be anywhere near any of this.
You know what?
Wow, you're pretty upset.
Actually, You're not. Okay. We're not going to be letting you out of your contract anytime soon, and we're adding a clause that says you have to talk about Songster on every episode of Masters Universe Chronicles from here on out.
Logistically, that is impossible, Dan. Sorry.
We need to go get like a custom T-shirt guy and just get Songster T-shirts, like vote, like Songster 2011 shirt, like. And every time we do any video, we just have ourselves
just
wearing
wear it in the video
every time.
Oh my god. We're gonna start a chant at next year's San Diego Comic Con when we go into the Mattel panel. We're not even gonna let them talk. They're gonna start talking about figures and we're just gonna start going, Songster! Songster!
You ain't gonna wait that long. I'm gonna do that at New York Toy Fair.
Okay, we'll do it at Toy Fair. All the press people there, they'll be so like, what is going on?
So when I'll hit somebody, it'd be great.
We'll never get invited back. That's amazing. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk Christmas. Woo!
'Twas a bit before Christmas and all through the house, nothing was stirring, not even a... I ran to the kitchen. What could it be? Christmas crunch from McCaffin to me.
This crunch is special to make breakfast merry. It's loaded with yummy red and green crunch berries.
Very sweet.
Delicious.
But it's only here till Christmas. Christmas crunch is a very merry part of this balanced breakfast.
Great.
You can get one of four jolly ornaments.
It's a soggy.
Captain on a sleigh.
Or ski.
There's one in each specially marked box of Christmas crunch.
Hi there, you're listening to a podcast which you can only find on popculturenetwork.com. My name is Chris Vint and I'm the host of a couple of podcasts on popculturenetwork.com such as Master Universe Chronicles and Operation Retroshock. But today I'm here to talk to you about Master Universe Chronicles. Are you a fan of all things He-Man? Masters Universe? Do you love the vintage toys but you're not thinking, I don't really know an awful lot about them? Well, why don't you listen to Master Universe Chronicles? I've got interviews with Pop Culture Network's own Pixel Dan. I've got even interviews with the head of Mattel, brand manager Scott Toy Guru Knightlick, Larry DiTillo, who worked in the Filmation One, Dean Stefan, who worked in the 2002 incarnation of Master Universe. So yeah, why not even head over to the Pop Culture Network forums, have your say on what episodes you would like to see featured on my episode commentaries with James Bustatoon's E-Talk. There's a lot going on, and I would love to have you involved. So why not listen to the show and contribute and head over to the forums. And until next time.
According to legend, little folk know, Hills is where the toys are.
Hills Toy Layaway, just 10% down, a small service charge. Lays away toys, little and large. Hundreds of toys, express layaway too. So layaway is even easier for you. Remember, Hills Toy Layaway. One reason they're different and why they say,
Hills is where the toys are.
At low prices, every day.
Hey guys, I'm Rob Bass, and if you love toys, come check out my show, Not Mitten Box, every Tuesday on the Pop Culture Network.
Hear me, fruity pebbles in our bowls. Oh, here comes you know who. Yabba dabba fruit, delicious dew. Ho, 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 I'm hungry. Santa, my pebbles!
Your pebbles!
Tis the season to be sharing, Fred.
Happy holidays, pal.
Oh, Fred. Fruity and Cocoa Pebbles cereals, part of this nutritious breakfast.
What it is, friends. Sween Hollick here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
Fireplaces glowing, icicles growing, hearts overflowing with cheer. It's that wonderful season we all find so pleasing. The Toys R Us time of year.
The world's biggest toy stores,
Toys R Us.
The biggest selection,
Toys R Us.
It's the Toys R Us time of year.
Toys R Us.
Free.
From the beginning, the life of a...
Alright, guys, welcome back from the break. So with this being the last episode of It Figures before the Christmas holiday, I thought it would be fun to get everybody together and just kind of reminisce about some of the past Christmases, some of the cool toys we've gotten, and just kind of talk about Christmas in general. So I hear that Mr. Vint has a story about the Ninja Turtles that he would like to start off with. So take it away, Chris. Tell us about your Turtles experience.
Yes, well, in Norway, we had these things called Teenage Mutant Viking Turtles, which were just an epic line, so they were.
Viking
no, but
Turtles?
Yeah, they all came with, like, the hat, you know, like, Vicor and stuff. And
I'm pretty sure they had a Viking line at some point.
I'll need Sween Halleck to confirm this, so it is, so, but I just remember this Christmas so clearly, because it was the only Christmas that I've been sick on Christmas Day. Like, getting up was like a real struggle, even though I had toys downstairs that I know I'd open. But this was whenever the Turtles were like huge, were just like so popular, and over here you couldn't get them for love nor money. But Father Christmas, if you're under a certain age, just take out the last word and you'll get what I mean. He went round to try and get me Turtles figures and succeeded. So I'm lying on the sofa with a turtle blanket over me. It's not a blanket made of turtles. It's like a turtle duvet cover. and
That's
opening
better.
All these...
That's way better.
They yeah. weird stuff in Norway, man.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, come on, we've got Lego shoes, for heaven's sake. Give the guy a break. I have no t-shirt on. I have to get out of a friggin' turtle duvet.
I would love some Lego shoes.
And then I just remember opening them, and ironically enough, I got up whenever I opened Scareglow, that new toy smell, to coin a phrase, of opening them, and then just having a bag of turtles, you know, not literally. God, why did I start off with this story, for heaven's sake? A bag to put the turtles in, but I just remember that one, and not getting an Optimus Prime, which I asked Santa for. And
boo.
Because
you weren't that good enough.
Yeah. That story was
so
confusing.
Good enough. You were good enough for turtles, but not the good stuff.
Yeah. I said, I want Optimus Prime. He looks like a truck, to which my dad replied, we don't have trucks over here, son. What are you talking about? So that's why I never got one.
Legos? It's like, I don't know.
Yeah. So that's my story.
That's beautiful.
That's a very good story, Chris.
Beautiful. Yeah. Couldn't be more patronizing if you tried.
What? All right, who's next? Who else has got a Christmas memory?
You know, I got a memory, but did I realize it was your Pixel Dan's memory, not mine?
Oh, great. Right. So tell us the memory, Killer.
I was trying to think of a Christmas time, and I was like, oh, yeah, once I woke up, and my mom had put all these Ninja Turtles up, and I was like, no, Dan told me that story. That didn't really happen to me.
And it was Ghostbusters, not Ninja Turtles, but yeah, you're correct.
It was the original story then.
So you made it yours. You made it yours.
I woke up one day, there was Ninja Turtles up all around the tree. True story.
Okay, so I guess I'll just tell that story then. I think I actually told this story a couple years ago on, like, that new toy smell or something. But it was a Christmas where, like, we had spent Christmas in St. Louis at my grandparents' house. So we were away from home, and it was one of the first times I had been away from my home on Christmas. And it was one of those things where, you know, I was worried that Santa Claus wouldn't be able to find us because we were somewhere different, and my parents had to reassure me that everything was going to be all right. And I just remember waking up, and they actually had, like, the Christmas tree set up downstairs. So I would walk down the stairs, and as I looked towards the tree, I noticed that there were a ton of presents under the tree, but on top of all of the presents were just a ton of Ghostbusters figures and ghosts spread out, all having this giant, like, battle across all of the presents. So that's the year that I got all my first Ghostbusters figures. I had all four of the main figures, and I had, like, the green ghost, you know, Slimer. And, you know, they were just sitting there blasting away at all the different ghosts and everything, and it was spread up all across all the presents, and I just thought that was the coolest thing. And so that one probably is one of the most prominent memories I have of, like, waking up and walking to the tree and, like, what was underneath the tree. I thought that was, like, the coolest thing ever, to see all these figures set up and blasting the ghosts. I was like, oh, look what Santa did! This is so cool! You know, I thought it was the neatest thing.
I don't remember it that way.
No? Okay. No? Okay.
I think you just made that up.
Okay, I did. I
may try to sound cool.
Alright, I had that, your memory about the Ninja Turtles being set up all over the place.
Okay, I'm just saying. That didn't happen that way. What had happened was... Look. You were not at your grandparents' house.
Okay.
You were at Motel 8.
Ooh!
And the reason you were there...
They left the light on for you.
Well, that's loosely how they developed that term. But anyways, let me tell the story.
Okay.
So the reason you went to Motel 8 the night before was because you burnt down your house when you set your curtains on fire the night before. You were sleeping on a mattress on the floor because you didn't have a real proper bed, and you lit the curtains on fire. And as a result of your house burning down, you had to stay at Motel 8.
Okay.
And that's kind of how they got the "we'll leave the light on for you" story, because they could still see the glow of your house from the window.
Oh, my God.
Or maybe that happened to me. I can't remember.
I love story time. It's amazing. All right. Somebody else tell us a story.
Good, Dave.
Okay, I was going to say, it's not so much like a story, but, you know, I remember, I think it was probably 78 or 79, going to my grandparents' house in Florida, and they had the Death Star set up Christmas morning, and they had the Micronauts Battle Cruiser, and they had the cheap Sears Cantina, which had the blue Snaggletooth, which, you know, was now one of the rarest figures ever.
Yeah.
But at the time, you're just like, oh, neat, and throw them on the floor. Because you don't know. You're stupid. You're a kid. You know, and I think I got the X-Wing then, too, so I was running around, you know, Florida, running around. I think we stayed in a motel because my mom had issues with her mom. No, the house didn't burn down, but okay. there was tension in the family. So I just remember running around the motel with my X-Wing and... Chewbacca was the pilot.
Sweet. Chewbacca was flying his X-Wing.
Chewbacca was flying his X-Wing.
Excellent.
That's one of my favorite scenes in the movie.
Mine too.
Hey, come on, man. No, but that's the great thing about being a kid is you make up your own stories.
Oh, yeah. For sure, dude. So,
I still do that.
I know you do. You do that with real life. Yeah, with people.
I'm just trying to entertain myself.
I know.
Boring.
We're boring.
Yep, we're boring.
Great. Thanks.
All right.
What? I'm trying to think of a good Christmas story, but the only good one I had I told on the Masters of the Universe Chronicles episode, so I'm not going to retell that story. You need to go listen to that podcast. But I'll tell you a different one. So my brother goes, you remember the year that Laser Tag came out? And it was a big thing. Anyone had laser tag?
Yeah,
laser tag.
For sure.
Okay. I lived on a boulevard, and I was like, there's only two kids on the block, so there was really not many friends on the block. At school, you had a lot, but I went to Catholic school, so you couldn't bring guns to school. Go figure. So that year, my brother buys me what he says is laser tag, and I get it. I open it up, and it's that photon. It
was
So you get one gun and a chest plate. I think it had a helmet or whatever. And yeah. I'm like, what? What are you going to do, just shoot me? So my brother's standing. He goes, yeah, go stand over there. And he shoots me. And I'm like, and the lights go off. I'm like, great, you got four more. So I'm like, this is the worst gift I ever got because I'm running around, like, shooting at myself because I got nobody to shoot with.
It's
the saddest thing. Then what made it better was right after that, on Christmas Day, my dad opened up and I had gotten Brave Star. And Brave Star, I had camo guns that attached and you could actually shoot like Tex Hex off his battle station. So
yeah,
it ended up working out okay. I threw the photon to the side and started playing with the Brave Star instead, which was a lot better. Still sad my brother's an idiot, but you know.
Awesome. I used to have a bunch of those laser tag things. I remember like other kids in the neighborhood having them too. And when it got dark out, we would totally run around outside and play laser tag. That was awesome.
Yeah, you couldn't do that in New York.
No.
No, you couldn't do that in New York. When I was in college, my freshman year, at one point we were all bored, and we're like, hey, let's go play laser tag, and nobody had laser tag. So we went to the mall, and I guess we were a little behind the times because it was gone, but they had an actual set of G.I. Joe laser tag. So we picked that up.
Whoa.
Yeah, not because it was G.I. Joe, but just it was the only laser tag product in stores, and it was not as nice as regular laser tag. You had like a little thing you wore on the belt, and you only got hit once, and went, eh! It's probably like, the sad thing is it's probably worth a fortune now, and I can't find them. I can't find the guns or the thing, which is sad.
Oh, that is sad.
Because I wanted the rifle, man. I was like, I wanted that big laser tag, laser rifle, because, you know, I'm big and slow, and I wanted an equalizer.
Those were cool. Those were so cool. Next.
Okay. Do it.
Come on, Ryan.
All right. Oh, man. I've been trying to think while you guys were all telling your stories, and I know, like, so many gifts I've gotten for Christmas, but I can't remember the experience of, like, opening them. The only one I really remember was my dad wrapped Eternia. So all I had to do was, he, like, the big front was one big piece of paper. So I just, like, he made, like, a tab on the top corner so I could just pull it, and it would reveal, the huge box art on the cover. And I'm sure I appropriately lost my mind, but for some reason, all I can ever remember is how it was wrapped, not the reaction afterwards.
So you weren't like the Nintendo 64 kid. You were just like, Eternia.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! It's Eternia.
I do have recollections of losing my mind with a lack of patience while my dad tried to put it together. I'm sure that he was swearing more than Ralphie's dad as he tried to put it all together.
Nice. But,
the only other Christmas that really stands out is, like Chris, I got sick, and that was the year that my uncle came over with us on Christmas Day. And my uncle was like the quintessential cool uncle. Like, when you went over to his house, you stayed up late, you watched all the movies mom and dad wouldn't let you watch, that kind of stuff. So it's a huge deal that he was going to be there. And he bought my brother and I a ton of Nerf weapons. And I was so sick, I couldn't even get out of bed. So I'm hearing and seeing him and my uncle and my brother run around the house shooting Nerf at each other all day long. And I'm just like throwing up every half hour. It was the worst.
That is the worst, dude. God, that would kill me. I freaking love Nerf guns too. I used to play with those things like crazy.
Yeah, so that old, like, I don't want to say the original Nerf, but that first line where they started to get crazy with like the bow and arrow and the, I'm trying to remember the name of some of the other ones, but he brought just a ton of them, and it was like agonizing to lay there and not be able to play.
That would be miserable. Boo. It was rough. I remember there was one other Christmas thing that I always remember, and I don't remember if I've ever told this story or not. I think I probably have. I don't know. I do too many of these podcast things. I can still remember when I got my Hordak figure originally as a kid, and the reason it still stands out in my mind so much to this day is because when they were showing the Horde commercials on TV promoting those figures, I remember being so excited because there was new He-Man guys coming out, you know, new bad guys, and I had to have them. I wanted them so bad, and I was asking for them for Christmas. And then my dad, being the nice guy that he is, started telling me all these stories about how I didn't want those because they were evil, and if I got that figure, it was going to come alive at nighttime, and it was going to attack me while I was sleeping. And he's telling me all these horrifying things, so I kind of got to the point like, that won't happen. So Christmas rolls around, and we go over to my grandma's house, and I'm opening presents from my grandma, and I rip the wrapping paper off one present, and it reveals a Hordak figure underneath. And I look at the Hordak figure, and I look up at my mom, and then I immediately throw the wrapping paper back over the figure and started crying. And so then my mom had to convince me for the rest of the day that it was okay to have Hordak and that he wasn't going to hurt me and all kinds of stuff. So my awesome dad was nice enough to, you know, freak me out and scare me of Hordak. And so I'll never forget that Hordak scared the crap out of me when I was a little kid because of my dad.
And probably burnt your house down as well, then.
Yeah. That's why I burnt the house down. I wanted to get rid of Hordak.
That's right.
He's coming to get me! I'm burning it down!
I can say the Hordak toy to stand there holding the match in his hand. Like,
do it, Dan. Do it.
Your house is kind of cold, Dan. Turn the heat up.
You know, that's not the only He-Man toy I was afraid of as a kid, because for some reason I was super scared of Stinkor because he smelled weird. And when I first got him and realized that he stunk, I got scared of him, and my mom had to, like, keep him in her bedroom for several months before I was finally like, can I have Stinkor now? But she went and got it out and gave it to me.
I think Rob's just probably being scared of Orko. That's probably been it.
No, actually, I was scared of the Count from Sesame Street.
Really?
Really?
I had the stuffed animal count when I was little, and you pull the string, and you go, oh, one, ha, 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 and you count whatever. So one night, I was like, I guess I was really young, like three or four, maybe five years old. Every Sunday, my father would go out with his friends, would take us all, he'd play stickball by the factories. We all go play stickball. So I had a dream one night that Count and like eight or nine people stabbed me, and as he stabbed me, he counted one. I woke up in a panic, and I threw the stuffed animal across the room, and I cried myself to sleep. The next day, my parents were like, don't you want your count? I'm like, I don't want him, don't get rid of him. Like, my mother's like, all right. And then it took him like 15 years later. My father's like, yeah, I remember he used to be so scared. And I thought, because he stabbed me in the street where we played stickball. My father's like, what?
Hey, you got to make that video now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. One of those. Actually, my father was joking about the Fred video, about doing a sequel that Fred teams up with Count to come after.
That would be amazing.
One shiv in your ribs. Two shivs in your ribs.
He wants to teach multi languages. He starts counting in Spanish as well, like, uno! He's like...
Three.
Yeah, I want that.
Yeah. We all want some stalls now just because of Rob's story. I'm going to go hunt that down.
Friendly Count. Made by Mattel.
That Mattel. They make all these toys that we're scared of. What's up with that? So now that our podcast has turned into a Halloween podcast, where we're talking about toys that frighten us.
I actually was going to say, when that same uncle let me watch Child's Play, I made my mom throw away my My Bloody Doll.
Oh! What? But he's so awesome. Wherever you go, he goes.
Came home from Uncle Scott's house and didn't want anything to do with it. I made my mom throw it away. I had to be sure, too. I had to watch the garbage man.
Yeah, you had to watch the garbage man pick him up.
Yeah, tip him extra. Here's $5. Get rid of that guy.
Oh gosh, that's awesome.
Probably would have slipped him a 20 and told him to make it look like an accident.
Would have covered him with some cement to be all right.
That's right.
So, does anybody have any special Christmas festivities planned this year? As far as like cool toys that you want to get, or toys that you're planning to buy that you don't get, or toys that you've already bought.
What?
Oh, wait. What do you want, Rylan? What toys do you want?
She drew me a picture. She didn't hand it to me.
Oh, okay. That's nice. What was Ryan doing? What is that noise?
He's shaving with the microphone.
Yeah, sorry about that. Anyway.
He's getting very intimate with the microphone. He's like... I love you so much. one thing, it's not really so much a toy, but my wife let me open one of my presents, which is, I didn't know I was going to get it. There's a movie called Metropolis, came out in 1927. Mm-hmm. It's the first sci-fi, science fiction, like, epic. Problem is, I had a cut of it, and the cut was like, oh, it doesn't exist anymore. The two-hour epic was destroyed because when America got their hands on it, we say, well, that's 2 hours. No one's going to sit in the theater for 2 hours, and they cut it to like 60 minutes. So Germany was like, that's a great idea, so they cut all their copies. So all of a sudden we go to war, go figure, and they say it doesn't exist. Just like 4 months ago, somebody in Brazil found the two-hour full cut of the movie. It's been unearthed after like 60, 70 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
I haven't opened any.
Opened up one. So that was it. I freaked out. I was like, oh my.
That's cool. I haven't gotten to open any presents yet, but I'll be opening a bunch of them this week. So I'm excited.
And tonight.
Oh, yeah. And tonight. Which everybody will get to see because we're going to film it.
I actually sort of screwed up Christmas. I ruined Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
When we went to Toy Man, like having survived the experience of getting down there.
Brains.
Oh, it was terrible. Like, I saw a Leatherhead figure, and I thought, oh, I'll pick that up. And, like, Dan's like, what'd you get? So I show him. He's like, oh, great. That's what I got you for Christmas. Good going, Dave. You've ruined Christmas.
Yep. Dave ruined Christmas.
I ruined Christmas.
A year Dave ruined Christmas.
Yep.
You just blame Sween for it. He told me about it.
Christmas is canceled this year, guys.
But
Dave
that's
ruined
why
it.
That's why Sween's not here today.
Yep. I wasn't glad to be on.
Here's why Alan isn't here then, because Alan thought it'd be fun. Dan, Rob, you know the back of the white mailers of Mattel's Master Universe Classics? And you know the way that there's a different code for each figure? Alan thought it'd be a great idea to send me a photo of this here, so I type into Google what it is. So I'm getting a Roboto figure, apparently. And also, the silly man decided, oh, Chris will not listen to episode 19 or episode 20 of Operation RetroShock. And actually said, oh, don't tell him, but I've got him a Roboto figure for Christmas. Like, I'm not going to listen to the show that we just did.
Well,
so I'm getting a Roboto figure, apparently.
Well, if he would have done that on my show, I guarantee you the people who are on my podcast never listened to it, because I pretty much show one, and I know Ryan probably have not. So he would have been safer to have done it on someone else's show. It's like, he's not going to watch somebody else's show. Shh.
Awesome. What's on your wish list this year, Killen?
You know, the only real thing I kind of want that I wouldn't buy myself just because it's too crazy expensive is the Lego Death Star.
Oh, Ryan has that, I think.
I do indeed. It's...
Oh, okay, go ahead and send it to me.
I'll start backing that up right now.
One brick at a time every week, just one piece.
Oh, that would suck.
And just send him random gray bricks and say, no, this is from the Death Star. This really honest.
Just write a note in it as well, Ryan, saying, you're welcome.
Welcome back.
I'm so sending that now.
Actually, that does remind me. Ryan sent me a present, so I have to say that. Because you see, I got a Masters of the Universe Twistoid figure from Ryan, which is awesome. Because it was like one of the only classic figures that I didn't own already. So you're the man, Ryan. You're awesome.
Well, I should take this opportunity to thank you as well for my R2-D2 bartender vintage card back.
Sweet, you got it.
Yes,
I didn't know
you came last night. Yeah,
excellent. You didn't have
Ryan
that one
trying
already,
to replace
right?
Sween.
No, I did not have it.
Good.
I did not ask for it. So
good. Excellent.
My wife was like looking at it like intently, and then she kind of made some comment that let me know that there will be more vintage Star Wars figures on Saturday.
So. Yeah, you know, when I knew that you wanted all the figures from that wave, so when I was going shopping to pick one out, I purposely tried to pick one that I didn't think you were already going to get for Christmas, because I knew that like the Gamorrean Guard would be like a must buy and the Akbar, so I was like, oh, R2-D2 would probably be a good choice. So
yep, I think,
apparently
I
chose
based,
right.
Based on my wife's reaction, I think you chose right. Yeah.
Excellent. Woohoo!
Well done, Dan. You didn't ruin Christmas.
I didn't ruin Christmas like this.
It's all part of my plan.
I hope I get a AT-AT Walker for Christmas. That's what I'm saying. I've been dropping hints like crazy to the missus. I want big AT-AT, please. And then every time I talk about it, Dave's like, yes, I've already got one. And I'm like, shut up, Dave.
Not after tonight.
It's very nice.
Not after tonight. Uh-oh. Hide it, Dave.
Dave, be careful in case Dan brings Hordak around as well.
He's so Hordak. Scary. No, that's only scary to you, Dan.
Give me the AT-AT or Hordak will scare you. It's like, no, it doesn't work. Sorry.
Yeah, no. Oh, look, your head pops off. Oops.
Hey, look at you with your little bit of articulation.
You little... You're so cute.
You're just a little bit of articulation.
Oh, who's a scary little Hordak? You're a scary little Hordak. You are...
All I know is tonight I'm leaving with something and something's breaking. That's the goal.
Well, Ito still tells me the story about when you guys were by him and killing where it broke his microphone stand or
it crumbled when I touched it. I didn't break it.
I remember that happening because it just like shattered in his hands and he looked up at me and I was like, did you just break that?
Hey, look. Okay, he's like, we were trying to set up the microphone, and I touch it, as if he made it out of, like, some kind of fake material, it shatters in my hand, and then I, like, try to, like, you know, try to fix it with no one seeing you, but it didn't work.
But I did buy it for gum. He's like, you got some chewing gum?
Yeah.
And he gave me the look like I totally broke his heart. Like that was his favorite microphone from like his grandmother or something. So I did get him a replacement, and I have had it for this entire year. So I guess when we go to New York, I'll finally be able to get it.
You never send him the replacement?
No, I lost it for like the longest time, and I just found it like, you know, a couple months ago.
Hey, but didn't you send him like a Halo statue or something? So like, yeah.
So he owes me.
Yeah.
The season of goodwill to all man and breaking things.
See, Ito would love to have done a video talking about the Halo statue, but you broke his microphone, so he can't do any audio for it.
Hey, he could do it like everybody else and just throw the microphone and tape it to something, okay?
Like everybody else.
Who can afford mic stands? That's like a luxury.
Who knows? You might get a mic stand with Songstar. You never know.
Yes!
I want to get four of them so I can build a whole band.
Songstar's got to have a little headset with the microphone coming off to his mouth because he's got to run around and sing and play guitar still, you know?
He does. No, and Grizzle could be like the drummer. That'd be so great. Like,
oh,
man.
My God.
The eternity in band. It's like Songstar, yeah!
Songstar, yeah! Yeah, yeah!
Now they just play I Have Power over and over and over again.
On keyboards, the goddess!
Orko on the tambourine.
Orko on the tambourine. Brilliant.
Orko's going to be the microphone stand. I so hate that guy.
I'm pretty sure Dan broke the mic stand and
what?
Set it back.
Listen to you. He's back on that.
Well, because, you know, the way you talk about it, it's like you're trying to push the blame on me.
Oh, yeah,
so.
That's right. Yeah.
No, that when you broke it, you threw it at Dan going, take the blame.
Yeah.
Everyone likes
I'll
you.
I'll burn your house down.
I'll burn your house down.
Yeah. I was like, Killer broke this. No, I didn't. Shut your mouth or I'll burn your house down.
Yeah, I give you the evil monkey stare.
Yeah. Excellent.
Is he actually going to let you guys stay there again?
We're actually getting a hotel this time.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Hey, he told us that we could, so don't act
like that. I don't know why he did. That is a bad idea.
I don't know why
it's so funny. You guys were talking about it before when you guys were going to come, where you're going to stay. I said to my wife, you maybe want the man to come over here. My wife's like, no.
Your wife is very smart.
She's like, I'm like, that's like, no, it's going to be for a couple, it's going to be a couple of days. We'll be here. We're going to meet up with them anyway. She's like, yeah, but I know. It's like, it was like she didn't want to meet you guys. It's like, she never met you before. Like, having people crash at your house you never physically associated with. She was like, kind of against that. Go figure.
I don't know why.
I was for sure going to break something and take lease with something at your house, so that's great. A good thing. Good call.
Thing, dude.
Yeah, it is now.
I'm breaking one thing and taking one thing. That's how I roll.
I got a shirt.
Thank goodness you never come over to Norway anyway.
There's nothing to break out there. It's all Lego. It's all fine.
Yeah, exactly.
You just build
I just hide my stuff. It's all in the wardrobe in case that happens. I'm breaking something and taking something. I don't have anything to take.
All those engineers over there and...
Yeah, all those Viking turtles as well.
Viking land.
Norway. All right. Well,
wait, you're from Norway? I always thought you were from Northern Ireland.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, but nobody gets it right anyway. That's like me calling you Americans Canadians, you know. It's just not right.
That's don't you talk that way.
The joke doesn't work the other way. All right.
Boo, Canada, boo. No.
Yeah, because you've taken it all with such good spirits. Boo, Canada, boo! Don't you talk to us like we're Canadians.
That's just rude.
A syrup sucking, guys. You can't speak. Wait, do we have any fans on the Pop Culture Network who are from Canada?
I think so. Sorry for the offense. Chris Vent apologizes for offending you Canadians.
Hey, I'm from Norway. I don't know what Canadians are like anyway. So
Norwegians don't
I'm ignorant that way, you know, so apologies to all you Canadians. I don't know what that's about.
You're a cultural bigot.
Yeah.
Pop cultural bigot, yeah, that's me.
Pop cultural bigot. Well, I think bigotry is a good place to say that this podcast is coming to an end.
Merry Christmas!
That's usually where we do end.
That's usually where we end.
Once we start wars between countries, we kind of...
That's kind of a note that it's time to close.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, Christmas is upon us, so we want to wish all of you out there a very Merry Christmas. Don't forget to tune in to PopCultureNetwork.com on Christmas Day, because that is going to be the special Christmas episode of That New Toy Smell, where you'll get to watch us hang out and exchange gifts and open gifts on camera. It should be a lot of fun. We did something very similar last year, and that turned out pretty well. It was a lot of fun. So that'll be up on Christmas Day. So if you can, please take time out of your busy day to check the site and watch the episode. Should be a lot of fun. And while you're there, make sure you guys are visiting the site on a daily basis for lots of exclusive content, including Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk on Mondays, Not Mint in Box every Tuesday, brand new episodes of the It Figures podcast on Wednesdays, along with a brand new Life in Plastic comic strip. Thursdays is G.I. Joe Disorder of Battle, as well as usually the Comics Corner with Ryan Porter. On Fridays is Comic Nation TV, and on Saturdays, along with That New Toy Smell, there's a brand new episode of From the Command Center with Scotty Cash, and then on alternating Sundays, we get Masters of the Universe Chronicles podcast and the Operation RetroShock podcast. So, lots of fantastic stuff over there, as well as comic book reviews, toy reviews, and lots of news and information for you guys to check out. So, PopCultureNetwork.com, make sure you go there on a daily basis. And while you're there, check out the Pop Culture Network store. Lots of toys, video games, DVDs, lots of great things to purchase, and everything you guys purchase helps to keep us producing. So definitely check that out while you're there. So until next week, everybody have a very happy holiday season. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Killin.
Labor Dave.
Rob Bass.
Chris Vint.
And Ryan Porter.
Yay. We'll see you guys next week.
Merry Christmas.